It's that time on a Friday. We'll lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's a 4 o'clock hour. It's sports talk. It's football season. We are going to take a nonstop flight and our destination, the Million Dollar Sandbar.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
All righty. Somebody sound the alarm. Somebody is on fire. 10-2 with the service last week on our show. 4-1, including Tampa taking down the Packers outright. The Steelers put Cleveland in their place. And almost on the number in college with BYU beating Houston. And as you heard online, it's ParamountSports.com. On Twitter, use the handle at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling joins us. He is on a roll. How are things in South Florida?
Good. The BYU game didn't look good for three quarters, and then they just turned it on. So that's Houston for you, though. I mean, Houston, they have so much talent on that team, but, you know, penalties, they just beat themselves. I mean, they had a good coach. I think they'd be dangerous.
Yeah, that thing went from, and then I looked at my sheet. I was like, man, guy almost nailed it exactly. all right, so this week we get to add Big Ten play into the mix. Of course, one-time Oregon offensive coordinator Scott Frost starts year three at Nebraska. Looks like Adrian Martinez still is quarterback. And the schedule makers were like, hey, we got a sense of humor. Start at Ohio State. They lost 48-7 at home last year. Huskers, a 26-point road dog. What's your play here?
Well, normally you don't lay that kind of lumber on the first game of the year, but Nebraska, I mean, when they played last year and lost 48-7, and their offensive line was manhandled. And, you know, with Martinez starting at quarterback, my sources tell me that he was not the better quarterback in practice. So I just think that they're going to have trouble here, Nebraska. Justin Fields, if things are going well, you know, they're probably going to keep him in. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, he was absolutely rolling last year. They might try to win the Heisman for him. So he's not going to get taken out, you know, when you're up, 25, 35 points until there's maybe 4 or 5 minutes to go in the game. So I just think they're going to keep him in. And, you know, Trey Sermon, the transfer running back from Oklahoma, he steps in for J.K. Dobbins. I think he's going to do a nice job. So J.K. Dobbins had a great season, but Sermon, if you watch Oklahoma, they have not been the same, you know, since he left. So I like Ohio State. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Ohio State, 45-13.
All righty. With Iowa State and Oklahoma State, it looks like, well, the actual marquee matchup is at TCF Stadium, Minnesota, number 21, hosting Michigan. Gophers of the big 11-win season under P.J. Fleck. Harbaugh now year six, still hasn't beaten Ohio State, still hasn't made a major bowl. They've been bad on the road against good teams. But we do begin the Joe Milton era at quarterback, though his top weapon, Nico Collins, opted out. It all adds up to go blue minus two. What gives here?
Yeah, I think Joe Milton's going to be good. It just might take him 3 or 4 games. So he's big, he's strong, he's fast. Problem is, and I went back, I watched every play that he played so far since he's been at Michigan. He's from Florida. I even watched a couple high school tapes. Problem is, he can't read defenses. And that's why he wasn't a challenge last year to Shea Patterson. So I think the right side here with Michigan, they got 4 new offensive linemen. They're going to start 2 sophomores, 2 true sophomores, and a redshirt freshman. Might be talented, but on the road against Minnesota, an offense that brings back 9 starters, I mean, starting quarterback in Minnesota had 30 touchdowns last year. I just think you got a better coach here and Mr. Row Your Boat against Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh right now seems like a dinosaur. I mean, he could be done after this year. I'm going to take the underdog here. Long team favorite, Minnesota, 30-27.
All righty. Let's hit the NFL. We continue with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports off a sizzling hot week. A little bit of COVID mayhem caused the league to move the Raiders hosting TB12 to Sunday afternoon. Vegas, of course, had that huge win knocking off the Chiefs. Tampa bounced back from a tough loss to the Bears to torch the Packers. They rushed for 160, didn't allow anybody near Brady. Buccaneers, a three-point road chalk. Who we like in here?
Yeah, you know, I think it's tough to back the Raiders. You know, the possible COVID situation at offensive line. All of a sudden, you know, you got a Tampa Bay defense getting pressure on the quarterback. 5 sacks last week. The Raiders defense, 4 of the 5 games, they've given up at least 30 points. I think Tampa Bay's getting going here. Tom Brady's playing extremely well again. And looks like they're going to be Anthony. Did you see the news coming across? Looks like they're going to announce
Antonio Brown.
AB might be getting signed. So I like Tampa Bay here. I think they win this game 35-28.
All right. Antonio Brown, man, it's like inviting a migraine headache. But anyway, you know, sometimes I still have to remind myself who's not the quarterback when I see the Patriots. And when Cam Newton returned last week, man, they struggled mightily losing to Denver. San Fran with a huge win against the Rams. Now they go to Foxborough. It's going to be one of the late CBS games at New England. Pats hoping to avoid going 2-4, but they are a 2-point home favorite. How do you see this one playing out?
So the last time Cam Newton had no touchdowns and 2 interceptions, 2017, he was obviously affected by COVID. I mean, you just saw he was off the entire game. Got to go back also almost 3 years since New England had 3 spread losses in a row. Just it was a bad matchup. Now San Francisco's got to travel cross country after playing the Rams. That was their big game. I think New England gets the win here. It's going to be a low scoring game, 24-17, but I like the Patriots.
All right. And lastly, a big game in the NFC West that is now in the NBC primetime window. Unbeaten Seahawks had a much needed week off to allow some wounds to heal. Arizona off to a nice start. Cliff Kingsbury's system year two. But the defense suffered that big blow the week before last when Chandler Jones, their pocket crashing nightmare, out for the year. This could actually be a dandy. Seattle laying 3 at Glendale. What's your read?
And now it's ticked up to 3.5. I don't get it. I know Seattle's coming off the bye, but Arizona's playing well. The difference here, and I think Seattle's been playing on borrowed time. I mean, look at that interception in the end zone against Dallas. You know, they had the stop against New England on the goal line. They had the touchdown pass with 15 seconds. They're living on borrowed time. They only have 7 sacks in the 5 games. Difference here for Arizona, Kenyon Drake finally running the kid. And I think he's one of the top running backs in the NFL. Just haven't used him much. I think they realize he could be a big weapon against Seattle. I think the wrong team's favorite. Let's go with the upset here. Arizona at home. I think they win this game here, 38-35.
Seattle's eventually got to lose, right? They're not going to go 16-0.
they're not that good. just like the Jets will finally win a game. Well, maybe not.
Yeah, let's not get crazy here. I like the games this week. You know, and obviously, as I mentioned, Lee and Paramount Sports have been on a real tear. And while much attention is on the start of Big Ten play, how about the bell sounding in the Mountain West? Your game of the week, Boise State hosting Utah State. Let the good folks listening know how to get that and how to jump on board the Paramount Sports bandwagon.
Well, quite a run we've had. We've won 6 of 7 weeks this year in the football. They want to hop on board. Go to ParamountSports.com. Last week we had that 7 for 77 special. Went 7-0. We have 9 games going off tomorrow and Sunday. 5 on Sunday. 9 games, $97. I think we're going to stay on this roll. I found some great games, great situational plays. The lines are off in a few games. So, Also do the UFC. 7 selections for $77. We've got Gaethje. Are you into the UFC at all?
Not really. I watched the Lomachenko fight last week, actually, to get back into fighting a little bit. It was actually a hell of a fight.
Well, I think this could be one of the greatest fights we've seen. Incredible fight card. It does start at 7:15. The prelims do. The main card doesn't start until 11 in the morning. But great situational play here. You got Justin Gaethje, the United States fighter. His dad worked in the mines. He worked in the mines fighting Khabib, the Russian. 28-0. He's only lost one round. One round in his entire career. So UFC 254, we've had 21 out of 26 winning cards since they came back in May. 11-2 on our 40 to 50 unit selections, and one of the selections a 50 unit selection in the UFC. So big weekend for us in football and in the UFC. Just go to ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741.
All right, keep the roll going. Always appreciate your time. A lot of fun stuff. Enjoy your weekend, Lee. We'll talk next Friday.
Thanks, Steve.
Take it easy.